You're at my house. Rosie's house. But we're here for your sake and for your house. If you'd like to give us a ring, it's 1-888-767-4348. And we've talked our way through the sustainability of materials and what we deem as the most efficient exterior wall building product you can have. Now that we've got the wall built, we got to take a look at the wall's weak points. If that exterior wall is considered your envelope, and you're going to try and live in this envelope as comfortable as possible, no matter what's going on outside the envelope, you've got to take a look at the weak points of your envelope. And the absolute weakest point of any building envelope in the desert is your windows. And very simply, we rate a building material's ability to be energy efficient by kind of an antiquated method. We don't really use it anymore, but I'm going to use it for the sake of this conversation. It's called the R value. And think of the R as standing to resistance. It stands for resistance. What is that material's ability to resist the transfer of temperature? So if you think of something like a car radiator made out of aluminum, it has a very, very, very low R rating because you want it to transfer the heat. So isn't it ironic that we build window frames out of something that has such a low R rating? And we installed aluminum windows in Arizona almost exclusively through the 50s, 60s, and 70s. The only exception was a steel window that came out of Torrance, California that became very popular because they were so dang durable and bombproof. But they were so horribly energy inefficient. We should have been spanked forever putting those in. And we put in thousands of them, all the builders in Arizona did. So in this envelope, weak link situation, take a good look at your windows. And you want the window material to have as high a resistance to heat transference as possible. A single pane of glass in an aluminum frame, the window we installed all through the 60s and halfway through the 70s, has an R rating of 1. And we were putting that inside of a wall that was rated roughly at about anywhere between an R20 and an R30. So you can see why they're the weak link. They're a fraction the efficiency of the wall system itself. Now, what's important in window selection is if you increase the R value of that window on the low end of the scale, if you go from R1 to R2, it doesn't sound like much, but you have exponentially improved your energy efficiency. And we have windows now that can approach R4, 5, and 6. And that is significant. Significant to the point that if your envelope averaged an R10, it would be more efficient and more sustainable than these homes we're building with R40 and 50 exterior walls, R40 or 50 attics, and we're still slapping in R2 windows. That is a horrible disgrace to the concept of sustainability, your quality of life, energy efficiency, and comfort. So on windows, you want dual pane glass, minimum. No reason to go triple glaze unless you're fighting sound and you're trying to get a quieter home. You want the airspace in between both pieces of glass to be no less than 5/8 of an inch. You want the exterior of the window frame to be some maintenance-free product like fiberglass or aluminum. And you wrap that onto a wood interior frame. That is the window of choice to go into the exterior wall of choice. And we didn't even get to talking about what's above your head in the attic, which almost everybody gets wrong. So we'll have to cover that on another day.
Going into 10 o'clock hour, it's our open home hour, open to you, the Arizona homeowners. Anything you want to talk about your home, castle, or cabin, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text questions can be sent to 411-923, or you can email us info@rosieonthehouse.com. We'll also have our weekly to-do, cover the most popular article at rosieonthehouse.com this week, which
you know
is oftentimes isn't always local. A lot of times those most popular ones, Google will catch them in high, and you can tell that it's not really a local based on seasonal. It may have something to do with what's going on around other parts of the country. So we'll cover that and take your calls, 1-888-767-4348.